15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. Don't forget, you've got about, I would tell you 15, but that would be a little bit of a stretch. Let's go with 10 more minutes to head to our Facebook page if you want tickets to that Indians game. That's this Friday, right?
The Indians game? Yeah. No, tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's game, yes.
Wow. All the more reason why you should attack that. Because then you could make plans to go down to the game tomorrow to watch the Tribe and Twins. Tomorrow's a 7:10 game, and you should enjoy the festivities. In case you haven't been to a game this year, Tribe's playing pretty darn well, and we are giving away tickets on our Facebook page. So search for it, AM 930 WEOL, and once you like that page, well, for the next 10 minutes or so, you'll be eligible to win those tickets. But we'll save 10 minutes for 10 minutes from now, and we'll live in the here and now because we've got Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us right now on our local beat with Lisa. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's August. This is the best time of the year.
It is. Kids are getting ready to go back to school, although if you're going to Elyria, you still have about a month left.
After Labor Day.
After Labor Day, so you've got a little bit of time. But, you know, it's interesting when you go to the stores, you see all the back-to-school stuff all stocked up and ready to rock and roll. It's officially back to school season, but lots to talk about today. And you've been very busy over the weekend. We had you in here on Friday talking about the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert and the great time you had on your vacation. But over the last few days, you've written some interesting pieces here. And I want to begin with some really good news. Millions of dollars in upgrades coming the way of UH Elyria Medical Center. What kinds of upgrades are they going to get?
They are doing this update to their surgical unit. It's been a few years since they had this update, so they want to make sure that they have this update. Now, the University Hospitals is the flagship sponsor of this hospital. And so they'll do this update to the surgical units, and they'll be able to bring in, you know, have lots of surgeries there and kind of continue the home care, the health care right here in Elyria that a lot of people have known.
And ironically, the sponsor of this segment, Vandermark Jewelers, located right across the street from the UH Elyria Medical Center. And when I was reading some of those numbers in there, somewhere in the area of like $11 million worth of upgrades. So when is the construction here supposed to start taking place, and when will we start to see some of the finished construction?
They did not give us a finish date, but the construction is expected to begin by early 2019.
Okay, so we're talking about 4 or 5 months away from construction beginning, but looking forward to seeing those upgrades for sure.
Yes.
You actually worked in conjunction with someone else on this next story, talking about the Ohio EPA loan packages and how they are going to benefit the cities of Elyria, Lorain, and Avon Lake. What all's going on here?
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I have to give a shout out to Terry Corzine, who's the superintendent of Elyria's wastewater pollution control plant. It's not very often that I get a voicemail first thing in the morning from someone that I quoted in the story. Those are kind of scary when they call you first thing in the morning. But he told me how much he appreciated the article and how accurate the article was. So I want to thank him for that. But this loan package would allow Elyria to put some upgrades into their wastewater plant so they can address some of the combined sewer overflow events that they have in the city. Combined sewers are some of the oldest sewers the city have. And the way they operate is they carry sanitary sewer and rainwater to the wastewater plant. But in the event of heavy rains, like we had last night, those sewers are designed to overflow and bypass the treatment facility and just dump that rainwater, that water right into the river. But we're talking sewage and rainwater. They will just dump that toxic water right into the river. And the EPA is encouraging cities to address those and eliminate those combined sewers. And so this money will help that. Lyra gets $22 million.
I'm going to toot my own horn here. There's a tremendous description of this, a drawing of this in the Forecast magazine coming out. Look for it on page number 4 or 3. It's somewhere in there with Tim's article.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Yes. Yeah. He worked very, very hard on that.
If you're curious to see how those work, I think there's a pretty good diagram.
So you understand very well what this means when I say combined sewer overflows.
Indeed I do, yes.
Well, and the combined sewers are in desperate need of upgrades. As you mentioned in the story, you know, here in Elyria, those combined sewers have been around for almost 100 years, right?
Yeah, 1920s and 1940s that these sewers were put in place. And they were kind of put in place to protect properties so that when it rains, the water wouldn't back up into the people's homes. I know there's a lot of people, communities, and a lot of areas, neighborhoods, where people say they still have these problems. We're getting heavy rain events. I know when Terry said when he started 20 years ago, 25 years ago with the city, if they got a quarter inch of rain, they thought it was a heavy rain event. Mm. Last night, we know well more than a quarter inch of rain fell. That's just what the norm is right now.
May have gotten a quarter of an inch of rain in an hour last night.
Yes.
I mean, it was rip-roaring down rain right around 11 o'clock last night. And, boy, it was pretty persistent. And it was pretty scary, but you're right. You know, when you think about how things have changed, this is, of course, the time of year, too, where you just never know what you're going to get, when you're going to get it, and how strong it's going to be when it arrives. So all the more importance placed on something like this, too. So very, very cool stuff. Well, this is something we discussed, I want to say about a month or two ago when we had you on, about Council O'King, a tax renewal being placed on the November ballot. Now, I think when we had talked about it, there were certain members of the city that were saying that we need to get this on the council to council right away, because if it's going to end up on the November ballot, we've got to act pretty quickly on this. And it's not a new tax. This is just extending an already existing tax, right?
Yes. This tax has been on the books in Elyria for more than 30 years. It's a 0.5% temporary tax. It's renewed every 5 years. It's akin to getting a raise from your boss, but every 5 years you have to ask your boss to continue to pay you the same salary that when you got the raise. Most people don't, you know, once you get a raise, that's just your raise. But in Elyria, this temporary tax, they have to ask the residents every 5 years if they want to continue to pay it.
Is there anything specifically this tax money goes to, or is it just kind of whatever?
It goes into the general fund, and it's about $6 million a year. So when you're talking, the general fund's like $30 million. So losing $6 million from it, if this tax doesn't pass, would be a significant hit to the general fund.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So it was very, very important for it to end up on the November ballot. While we're talking about city council, I know that there have been some updates as to who is going to replace in council four, right?
Yes.
Ward four, I'm sorry.
Ward four.
Ward four. And I know we've talked about that a lot in recent weeks, but it sounds like a special meeting has been planned now.
Yes, we will find out on August the 27th. There's a special meeting set for 6 p.m. Well, they will have every candidate, all 15, come in, and they can speak for 5 minutes each in front of council. And they've set some rules, some ground rules, where they'll speak for 5 minutes, and after the 5 minutes, they'll pass around a paper ballot. Each council member can pick their top three. That paper ballot will be tallied, and then they can decide who will be the top three people that they vote on to determine who they're going to pick. And they're going to swear that person in that night. They've told all the candidates to come to the meeting. Bring your families, too, because if you're picked, you're getting sworn in that second.
Wow. Okay, so each candidate is going to get a few minutes.
Yes.
We're talking maybe 3, 5 minutes, something
five
like that.
5 minutes tops.
Wow. So that could turn out to be a very, very long night.
Yes. Each candidate gets 5 minutes. They can address council. Council's hoping that they don't have any questions, but, you know, mm-hmm. they reserve the right to ask any questions to anyone. So they can pick the right person, and then once they get down to their top three, they're kind of keep deliberating and voting until they can get to majority.
Mm. Wow. Well, that could end up being a pretty interesting night. August 27th, you said this goes down?
Yes, 6 p.m. August 27th in City Council Chambers.
Very good stuff. Again, Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Local Beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. We'll finish on this. Elyria Public Library South Branch is going to have a brand new home, and it was at the old site of a dairy farm, right?
It was a dairy where they made kind of ice cream and milk products. They processed it, things like that. It's been closed for many, many years, so I've never actually known what that building was used for. On 15th Street, 340 15th Street, so I didn't know what the building was used for. So I liked the little history lesson I got when the library said they were buying that building. It's a good location. It's you know, very, very close to where they were at when they were at Hamilton School, very close to where they're at Asbury Church. It's in the exact same neighborhood, so people can kind of continue to go there and use the facilities. The South Branch is actually very widely used by residents in the community. Children love that library. You know, a lot of families in that area may or may not have internet access, so the library comes in handy for them. They can go there and kind of, you know, we all know how much and how important the internet is. Kids can go there and do their homework, so it's going to be a very needed branch in that area.
So the ultimate goal is to move it to that location?
Yes.
Okay.
They purchased that property at 340 15th
sure.
Street, and then they will determine if they can use the building. Engineers and architects right now are kind of looking to see if they can use the building. If not, then they will just kind of tear down and start over. That's what they're hoping to see what they can do.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, we'll close it out on this, as we always do. What kinds of stories do you have in the hopper for next week?
We have a lot of good back-to-school stories. A lot of people are doing their part to make sure that Elyria students and students across the county have all of the school supplies and all of the things they need to get back to school. There's a lot of school supply drives. There's a lot of people who are, you know, offering gently used clothes. You know, they're answering the needs of the community to make sure the children are ready to go back to school.
Yeah, all but what's here? I mean, we're talking 10 days for some schools, maybe about a little less than a month for some other schools. So the back-to-school theme is certainly back right in the forefront of all of us. Lisa, a pleasure to have you on as always. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much. I'll be doing my own back-to-school shopping.
Uh-oh. Well, look, Matt Douglas isn't that far away from having to do back-to-school shopping either, right? You're pretty close.
I don't have to quite yet, but yeah, a couple more years.
Yeah, he's getting
I don't even want to think about that yet.
Well, never too early.
That's true.
Start stocking up. All right, Lisa's Appearances Weekly brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Visit Jim and Bob Vandermark, the entire gang, right on Broad Street in downtown Elyria. They are right across from the soon-to-be new and improved UH Elyria Medical Center.